What's wrong with your car?
It's in the shop.
For what?
We can start here. There's an interesting story here. So, I got back from driving, like, from the desert, and I drove up to San Jose and all of that and back. And the next time I got in my car, which was like 3 days ago, I turned it on and I was just driving down the street. I was actually on my way to a rehearsal, which I ended up being about a half hour late to because I ended up having to Uber there.
How late would you have been if you didn't have to Uber? Because you was going to be late.
No, I was actually going to be there on time, but I was about 30 minutes late, unfortunately. But So I was driving my car and all of the yellow dashboard lights came on at the same time. I'd never seen that before in a car. And then there's another light that started blinking that I had never seen before. It was called the AT oil temperature light, which I come to learn is the automatic transmission oil light. And it was going off. It was blinking. And my car was kind of like slipping between gears and like shifting really hard. And I was like, what is happening? So I took it to, and Subarus are known for having transmission problems. So I was really worried. And so I went to my mechanic. They don't specialize in transmission. So he was like, yeah, the oil that's in the transmission is burned up. So we're going to flush it and put new oil in there for you. But that's about the most we can do because we don't really work on transmissions. It seems like you have a malfunctioning valve body, which I'd never heard of before. Because my car has like Subarus and some other cars have like what's called a CVT, a continuous variation transmission or something like that. And the malfunctioning valve body, the valve body is like the thing that regulates the pressure to the transmission, which makes the car go. I learned all of this like in the last 2 days. And so I've been stressing because I thought, so to get a new valve body, it's at least a couple $1,000s. And if the valve body has been malfunctioning for a lot or for like a while and I've been driving on it, then I will need a whole new transmission, which is starting at $6,000 and goes up from there. So I was like, man, at this point, if that's what I have to do, then I'm just going to dump this car, you know, trade it in and get whatever I can for it and then get something new because I'm not going to put $6,000-$7,000 into this car when I can just go get something else. So I was kind of like, man, stress the last 2 days. Subaru needs to step their game up because I went to their website and was looking at like, is this a problem that people have? Blah, 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 blah. First, I went to their website just to find like try to see if I could source the part and figure out which Subaru dealerships in my area do this kind of service, if anything, because it's such a specific issue that I wanted to make sure it got handled by somebody who knows what they're doing. So then I went to Reddit because I couldn't find any answers. And because I went to Subaru and I was looking for the warranty, I'm like, well, is this like, is my car still under the factory warranty? Because my car, I bought it used, but it only had 25,000 miles on it. It now has like 55,000 miles. So I'm like, is this still under the warranty? And according to the website, my car is not under the warranty because it's a five year or 60,000 miles. I haven't reached 60,000 miles, but it's been long since 5 years since my car was, you know, I have a 2013. So like that would have been in 2018. So I was like, what am I about to do? So I went to Reddit, the Holy Bible for, you know, anything you might need, any problems that you're having. And I put in the exact thing I was looking for. Like I put in, you know, CVT transmission issue, Subaru Reddit. I went to valve body malfunction Reddit, all of these different things. And I happened to stumble upon this thread where people were talking about this problem. Apparently a lot of Subarus had this problem. And someone happened to mention like three pages in, you know, they in 2018, they because of this problem was so rampant, instead of doing a recall, some of the years of my car, they did recall for this problem. But instead of just doing a bunch of recalls, what they did was they extended the manufacturer warranty from 5 years, 60,000 miles to 10 years, 100,000 miles. And so luckily, my car is still covered because I'm not at 100,000 miles and hasn't been 10 years. So it's getting fixed for free, which is great. But all that being said, my car is in the shop for like a week. And so we are navigating one vehicle right now. Yeah, it is what it is. Oh, and they do offer courtesy vehicles, but they didn't have anything right now. They're like, we don't have anything for you to rent, and I'm not gonna go spend money on a rental car if we have a car. I can tough it out for 4 or 5 days. So yeah,
I don't be going nowhere like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm DJing a wedding tomorrow, which is I'm gonna be driving, you know, Julie's car for that, which doesn't have a hatchback, which will be interesting, but I'll make it work.
What do you need to take? Just your speaker and your case is pretty small.
I gotta take, yeah, my case. I gotta take two speakers. I gotta take a box of cables, a box of power cords, the box with the mixers in it. There's some stuff. I'm gonna play some Tetris, but I think we should be all right. But I hit you up today asking you if you had a black suit jacket, because so normally when I DJ, whether it's for a wedding or anything else, I rarely wear a suit. Like if I'm DJing a wedding and it's like a very, very formal wedding, which I haven't done too many of those. I've maybe done like one or two, maybe two or three. And in the past, if I'm just normally doing it myself, even for a formal wedding, I won't wear a jacket because it's really hard for me to DJ in a jacket. I don't like wearing a jacket. Like it ends up coming off within the first 20 minutes anyway. So I normally don't wear one. But I'm doing a wedding tomorrow through an agency, like through an entertainment company that sends me work now. And they like requested that I wear like suit and ties, essentially what they said. So I'm like,
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking.
It's Justin Timberlake's wedding. Him and what's her name are renewing their vows. What's her name? Who's he married to?
Mandy
the girl
Moore.
With the Mandy Moore. I'm missing you like candy. No, Jessica Biel. That's right.
Jessica Biel.
They was in that movie together. Were they in a movie together?
Jessica Biel looked just like Mandy Moore.
No, they don't. Jessica Biel. Don't ever disrespect Jessica Biel like that.
What you mean? Jessica Biel and Mandy Moore both look good.
Jessica Biel to me is in a different category than Mandy Moore. That's Mandy Moore right. Mandy Moore.
All women are beautiful in my eyes.
All women are. Women are.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that.
I said they're in different categories. I did not say one is better than the other. I said they're in different categories.
I don't categorize women.
All of the categories are side by side. It's a horizontal list.
Nah. Eat his ass. Get his ass, Queens. get his ass, Queens.
You know those pill bottles where you can do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? That's what I'm talking about.
Those are different days, though.
And no, Monday's not better than Tuesday.
Equal.
That's not true. Unless it's like a leap, like February 29th. That's different. That's 1/4 of a regular day. But, yeah. So I'm trying to figure out. The wedding is tomorrow. And I think I have an out because, one, I don't have a black jacket.
You live close to a Burlington.
Maybe I do. But I'm not trying to wear a jacket. So
I wear the jacket, bro.
No, but listen. I think I have an out because the dude who booked me didn't send me the info sheet. The wedding is tomorrow. He didn't send me the info sheet till this morning with what the attire was. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry. I normally send this out earlier, but I blah, 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 right? It's all fine. So I think that's my out. I'm going to be like, hey, man, I don't have a black jacket. So
how mad are you going to be when they don't pay you?
Oh, he's going to pay me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's going to pay me.
You didn't follow directions.
I'm going to follow
Therefore,
directions.
I'm not giving you no money. I told you to have a jacket on. I got a jacket for you.
Yeah, sure. I'll take a look at it. He says suit and tie. That doesn't necessarily mean a jacket.
Hold on here. This will be for the video. For the video portion. Vixens. Of the pie. Put in a little technical difficulties music here right now. I'll be right back.
Do 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 do. Do
Okay. There you go.
All right. That's kind of hard. It got flowers on it?
Yeah. Gold flowers.
Gold flowers. It's probably too small. What size is it? You said it's 50?
Yes, I'm a 50 long.
50 long.
You probably can't wear that.
I mean, I could wear it in and then take it off, like, you know.
It's going to be. I'm just picturing you in a tiny
What's
jacket.
Up, y'all? Now, that's the style. I'm going to look like big black Daniel Craig.
You won't be able to button it.
Oh, you don't need to button it. That's the look.
That's the look.
But, yeah, no. So, I'm going to either. Because I'm debating. Because it's a look, right? Like, if I did the dress shirt, because I'm debating, because I have a dress shirt with like a granddad collar that like doesn't allow, like the one that doesn't allow for a tie. Like, yeah. I have one of those. If I had a jacket, that's what I would wear. I'd wear that because, I really don't want to wear a tie either. But if I don't have a jacket, I'll wear just a shirt and tie into pants and some shoes that aren't really like, probably some boots, like some, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Well.
What you think? You think I can get away with that?
What kind of boots?
I don't know. Like some black leather boots.
You got those?
Not like Frankenstein boots, but like, yeah, just like some black leather, like Clark type boots.
Let me see them.
Hold on. Yeah, I'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman, yes, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I'd ever seen. And when they shut them, when they hit them on her. If I don't, want a big house, Sandman. Yes, I'm so in love. And it's a bird, I think it's a dove. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. All right.
So something like this. Like this Doc Martin boot.
Okay.
Like just some, like, they're not like the combat Doc Martens, but like.
Like a Chukka Doc Martin?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if you can see them, but.
I can see it. I've seen enough.
It looks like they are penis shaped or something. That's why
it's blurred out. That blur is enough. I've seen enough.
Yeah, you know, with just like some black pants and a black shirt. Buttoned up. Man.
I think you need to buy yourself some dress clothes.
But I hate wearing dress clothes. They're not functional for what I do.
They're fine. They're fine. You'll be okay.
You go take me on a Karl Tart shopping spree for dress clothes.
Who's supplying the money?
Huh? No, I'll pay for it.
Listen, man.
But you got to take me where you would buy a suit from. Don't take me to the Gucci store just because.
That's where I would buy a suit from.
I ain't got it like that.
All my suits is Gucci.
That's nuts. All my suits is Gucci. What'd you get at the polo store?
A new tracksuit to add to my polo tracksuit collection. And they had the new ones that dropped spring 2022 tracksuits. And
can we see them?
No. You'll see them when I put it on.
You love a tracksuit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
It's functional and it's and stylish at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the mob, so.
The Eastern European mob.
I'm in the Italian mob.
Italian mobsters wear tracksuits?
Yes.
I think all mobsters wear tracksuits. I mean, it's the most like.
Italian mobsters wear like Gucci and Louis tracksuits and shit like that.
But they'd be Eastern, like velour.
Eastern European ones wear Fila and Adidas.
Yeah.
And Puma.
I feel like they, like mobsters in other countries, like Eastern European mobsters, I feel like they run more. Like they have to be, like, they, I feel like they're chasing people down more than like Italian mobsters.
They fight more.
Like Italian mobsters, like they'll pull up and they Crown Vic in front of your mom and them house and like wait for you to come in with the groceries and the big brown bags like this.
Hey, let me talk to you. Let me just talk to you for a second. Huh? Let me just talk to you for a second.
Good night.